Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Brown County Circuit Court judge has denied a request for a restraining order, which would stop Wisconsin-based Shopko from selling prescription drugs. The drug supplier McKesson Corporation told the court Shopko owes it $67 million. The California company suggests Shopko plans to seek Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as soon as next Tuesday, and it argued that the only way it would recover some of the loss is if the retailer isn't allowed to sell its products. And the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office reports a 14-year-old boy was hurt in a snowmobile accident Sunday afternoon. The boy's name has not been released. He was on one of 15 snow machines traveling in a group when he lost control on a corner and the snowmobile rolled over. He was airlifted to a Duluth hospital for treatment of injuries. You can't smell it, taste it, or see it, but it could kill you. That is why January is set aside as Radon Awareness Month. It's a radioactive gas. Radon occurs naturally in minute quantities as an intermediate step in the normal radioactive decay process. Community health specialist for Oneida County, Maria Otterhold, says the gas is found in this area and can lead to negative health consequences, including lung cancer.
Radon is actually the second leading cause of lung cancer overall, and it is the leading cause of lung cancer among people who are not smokers.
Radon is found in one out of every 10 homes in Wisconsin.
It's definitely in our area. And again, really hard to tell if you have it or not since you can't see it, you can't smell it. You just got to go out and test for it. And it is out in the environment, but the difference that happens is in people's homes is that it's the amount of time that we all spend in our home. And especially over the winter months here, the windows are usually closed and the doors are usually closed. So it's that exposure that people might be having in their home. That's where the danger really lies.
Test kits are available at the Oneida County Health Department or your local Northwoods Public Health Department. 2018 saw a big jump in the number of people flying out of the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport with an accompanying increase in revenue. Airport Director Matthew Leitner says last year was the best year since the Great Recession ended.
Our enplanements over last year are up north of 5%, and for the month of December versus 2017, we're up almost 20% or 19.3%. Now, part of that was because we had a couple cancellations last December, but even if those would have been full, we would have still been well short of where we were in 2018. So a really, really good year.
Leitner says there were about 25,000 revenue enplanements last year. In 2012, there were 11,353. The airport uses SkyWest Airlines to link passengers to Delta Airlines in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Wisconsin's 46th governor calls for the rejection of the what he calls tired politics of the past. Tony Evers assumed the highest statewide office Monday during an inauguration ceremony in Madison. Five former governors and many other dignitaries were in the audience while Evers called for Republicans and Democrats to work together to solve problems. And a national study by the Brookings Institute finds Milwaukee is the most racially segregated major metropolitan area in the U.S. Most of the cities where the highest black-white segregation is found are located in the north, including Chicago. Researchers say Milwaukee's segregation index has improved over the last 18 years, but at a slower pace than other cities. It trailed Detroit in 2000, but Michigan's largest city is now ranked fourth. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for a little bit of snow on and off, some light snow throughout the afternoon hours. Cloudy with temperatures falling to about 20 by 5 o'clock. For tonight, a 20% chance of snow showers with a low around 7. Wednesday, still cloudy, high near 13 and a 20% chance of snow. By Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 19. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.